Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
It's another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights, your weekly dose of the best of the musicals with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
So we're going to bring you 60 minutes of some really great show tunes, and as well as all that, we have our usual features.
We do. We've got our lyrical challenge, where we'll give you the line or two from a song, name the song and the show it comes from.
And this week, our 2 at 22 comes from a new show, New York, New York.
Brilliant, so stick around for that. And also, I'll tell you that story about me and the Czech Republic.
Oh, they say when you marry in June, you're a bride. June bride hears the song of a spring that lasts all summer long. By the light of the silvery moon, home you ride, side by side with the echo of Mendelssohn's tune in your hearts as you ride. church is full of flowers, bridal showers are passé. The groom's waiting at the altar, here comes the bride. They're each promising to love and obey. Best man is celebrating, every bridesmaid waiting just to see which one of them will catch the wedding bouquet.
Time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You heard June Bride from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, but now, Mr. Woodgate, it's time for the Lyrical Challenge.
It is indeed. So, can you identify this song and the show it comes from? To the rhythm of harch, 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 all the kids began to march.
Oh, and you've changed that. Because I've had a peek, I know what the answer is. But the way you've changed it with your voice, it could throw people off. Do it one more time.
To the rhythm of harch, 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 all the kids began to march.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
Little more speed, little more rope, little more wind, little more hope. Gotta get this stupid kite to fly. Gotta make sure it doesn't snag, doesn't droop, doesn't drag. Gotta watch out for every little whoops. Less speed, little more tack, less rise, little more slack. Gotta keep my wits about me now. Gotta make sure it doesn't get the best of me till I get it in the air somehow. Millions of little kids do it every day. They make a kite and poof, it's in the sky. Leave it to me to have the one fool kite who likes to see a little kid cry. Less talk, a little more skill, less luck, a little more will. Gotta face this fella eye to eye. Now that I've seen you chasing moles, climbing trees, digging holes, catching your string on everything passing by, why not? It doing? It isn't on the ground. It isn't in a tree. It's in the air. Look at that. It's caught the breeze now. It's past the trees now. With room to spare. Such a clumsy guy. If I really try, I can really fly a kite.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay or a lay or a lay oo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay or a lay or a loo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard,
lay lay or lay or lay who. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd.
Lay or a lay or a loo.
Singing along to that one, my eyes went totally independent to each other. Oh, that was a loud one, God. Mrs. L.
No kidding.
That was the Lonely Goat Herd from Sound of Music, the 1998 cast recording. Before that was The Kite, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Lovely show.
Now, last week we spoke about Hairspray. You reviewed it.
I did.
But it's touring around the UK. Have you got some tour dates?
Yes, I just thought I'd mention there's a few tour dates. This week it's at Malvern. Then from the 10th of March, it's at the Derry Millennium Forum. From the 26th of March, it's at the Buxton Opera House. And then the 31st of March, Woking, New Victoria. And then on the 7th of April, it's at Llandudno. And the 14th of April, it's the Sunderland Empire.
There you go.
For anybody who's in those areas, if you can get there, it really is a good evening out.
And do take our review with you from our website, greasepainterstagelights.co.uk. Now, imagine this. Right, we're in the Czech Republic.
Oh, right.
And the national performance, the national, whatever they call them, production company, are putting on Fiddler Roof. We've just done Fiddle on the Roof, Zeitl, Allison, me, Muttle. So we thought we'd go and see it.
Night on the Tiles.
Oh, yes. Oh, he does it all the time, doesn't he?
I know.
And we were sitting up in the balcony and we were laughing. I mean, it's all in Czechoslovakian, so we had no idea what was going on. But we were laughing away because we could pick up the movements and know where the words are. And the lady to my left kept looking at me and then she started talking Czechoslovakian at the interval. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not Czechoslovakian. And she said, but you laughed all the way. I said, yes, because me and Alison were in the show. No. Where? And I said, well, London. Really? Anyway, that was that. So when we got to the end of the production, we got taken backstage.
Oh, no. Oh, how fantastic.
But we never told them. We never sort of confessed up the fact that, yeah, Palmer Green Amateur Dramatics. So there, well, that's my claim to fame. And we got treated by like royalty. It was fantastic.
Brilliant.
Just glad they never asked us to sing anything. We've still got our tour at 22 coming your way, and Ask the Experts is coming next.
Come with me to the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
I've always wanted to see the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City. One short day in the Emerald City. One short day, oh, there's so much to
They're building as tall as squats with trees, restaurants, libraries, palaces, museums, 100 strong.
One Short Day, and that was from the show of Wicked as opposed to the film, and it's the original Broadway cast recording.
Have we spoken about the film? Because I've seen it.
We did a few weeks back.
A bit too long for me.
Oh, yes, considering how the actual length of the act is.
Yeah.
And Act 2 is shorter.
Wow, see, I was thinking more biologically for me. 62 was a bit too long for me. Anyway, it's time to do this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Every week I ask the experts three questions, and sometimes they don't know, so you can get in touch and answer for them. It's musicals at btinternet.com. What is the superstition in the theatre regarding the phrase Macbeth, which is believed to bring bad luck if it is spoken? Is it referred to as Macbeth or something else?
No, you can't refer to the name of the play.
Wow.
Because there have been a remarkable number of peculiar incidents attached to it, which is where the superstition came from. You have to call it the Scottish play if you're in anything, otherwise it brings bad luck.
Spot on. Well done. Question two. In the musical, everyone's talking about, everybody's talking about Jamie. What is the name of Jamie's drag persona?
That's me, me, me.
Me, me, me. Spot on. Question three. At which school was Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat first performed in 1968?
Oh. I thought it was south of the Thames.
More like Dulwich or
Horsham or...
Well, I'm looking for the name of a school, to be honest.
Oh, no idea. No idea the name of the school at all.
You were very, very quick with that also. Well, if you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. I will let them look at each other in puzzled faces and we'll play you some more music.
Sinners all, I call upon our tell you just exactly what you want to hear. On the quiet and dream, he was an earl with a girl on each knee.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
I'll dance and I'll sing. I'll do anything just to get my name in lights. I gotta try and hit the heights. Now that I'm free as a breeze again, formidable knees again. And soon they'll all know my name, all of fortune and fame. When I get my name in lights, it can happen overnight in these modern times. I'll sit on a flagpole.
Whatever's the right.
Just to get my picture on.
He didn't get that from me, and he certainly didn't get it from his old man.
I don't care where he got it from. He's got it, and he's got a job here for as long as he likes.
10 bob, Mum. That's 2 each to the flicks, a box of chocolates, and a lime spider. Oh.
Put your hands together for Peter Waldo, and remember your goal is first, the man, New England Hotel.
Got something to say about musicals? Then email musicals@btinternet.com.
What will I find? What's in this grab bag that I call my mind? What am I doing alone on the shelf? Ain't it a shame? But no one's to blame but myself. Which way is clear? When you've lost your way year after year, do I keep falling in love for just the kick of it? Staggering through the thin and thick of it, hating each old and tired trick of it. Know what I am? I'm good and sick of it. Where am I going? The Bronx or Washington Square. No matter where I run, I meet myself there. Looking inside me, what do I see? Anger and hope and doubt. What am I all about? And where am I going? You tell me. Tell me.
And that was Where Am I Going from Sweet Charity. And before that, we heard When I Get My Name in Lights from The Boy from Oz and Papa from Oliver, which is apparently written by the founding father of musical theatre.
Ooh, that's an old wound, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yes. Let's put some salt into that wound and generate it a bit more. Now, that's a question for you. Between you, what recent trends in musical theatre are you finding exciting?
I'm loving the exploration of a lot of issues that haven't featured before in musicals, particularly marginalised groups and smaller groups, ethnicities, races, religions, faiths. All of that, I think, is great that it's coming through in storylines. And also use of different spaces. And when we see new theatres like Soho Place playing in the round, the Bridge Theatre, which gives opportunities for presenting musicals that we know well in a completely different way, but also a lot of new musicals that probably wouldn't have lent themselves to some of the older spaces.
True.
Yes, I would agree with that. There have been some fantastic new shows about all sorts of issues. Big Little Things is a classic example of that. Brilliant, brilliant show. Yes, I love these new venues. All the different venues, and I'm a great person for less is more anyway, so the old days of flats and millions of cloths and things, I think, are long gone. And I love the fact that you can do something in the round, or you can do it at one end, or you can do it traverse. You don't need any scenery. I love all of that. I think it's brilliant, and I think it's definitely the way forward. It makes shows move so much quicker as well.
I did like the Bridge Theatre, the way the platforms all moved up and down for guys and dolls. But even more fascinating was how they were the audience were ushered around, and there was no moaning or growing. People just moved out of the way for the next part. Brilliant. Okay, thank you for the answer to that question. We're still to come. We've got our tour at 22, two songs from New York, New York, and a reminder of our lyrical challenges coming next.
Every dance with a guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.
Oh, I know
that the music is fine, like sparkling.
Oh, I know.
Go and have
yes,
your fun. Laugh and sing.
Oh,
but while we're
yes,
apart, don't give your
oh,
heart to anyone.
Yes, I know.
Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch?
When we touch,
I will never ever let you go. Oh, I love you oh, so much.
You can dance.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
Jesus Christ,
distance, Jesus Christ Superstar. Can I ask you a question, folks? When a song finishes in a musical and it sort of just dully drags out, to me, I feel like they've recorded it and they're starting to leave the room and wandering up the shops. You know,
the fade out.
Yes. Do you like the fade out, or do you like them to finish precise with a stop?
It depends on the context.
Right.
You hardly ever see a fade out in a musical, do you? In a live musical, you hardly ever see a fade out in a musical.
Yeah, because to me, that song, they're just sort of bouncing. Yeah. I mean, they're halfway down the street now, as far as I'm concerned, in my head. Yeah. But anyway, you're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bielsby, Julia Roofy and Alistair Woodgates, your weekly dose of the best of the musicals. Still to come, we got our Tour 22, which a reminder of...
Oh, yes, our Tour 22 comes from New York, New York.
There we are, two songs from New York, New York coming your way. And also, I pose this question, question number three, at which school was Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph and the Technicolor Amazing Dreamcoat first performed in 1968? And Alistair said...
You thought it began with a C, Alistair, was it?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I thought it was Dulwich College, but it wasn't there.
I'll give you the middle word.
It's somewhere in Sydenham, isn't it, or something like that?
I don't know. I've just got the school written down now. The middle word is court. That's the middle word, as in a court.
I mean, I absolutely know I won't guess it, although I might recognise it.
Well, we'll leave it with you. If you know, it's musicals at btinternet.com. Time for the Tour at 22. That's coming next after Tina Turner and a bit of Shake Your Tail Feather.
That you've been dancing with all over your neighborhood. Tell me why didn't you ask me, baby? Oh, didn't you think I could? Well, I know that you're part of one step aside, and I seen you do the jump all night. Tell me why didn't you ask me, baby? I would have shown you how to do it right.
Do it right. Do it right.
What you mean, do it right? Tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
It's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, the show is New York, New York. Now, can you guess which two it is? Well, we start with Can You Hear Me, followed by I Love the Music.
New York is filled with incredible places, like the Whispering Arch. Now, you stand over here, and I'm going to go stand over there, okay? And I can whisper, and you'll hear my voice. It has to do with the theory of relativity or something. Well, I've never tried this at rush hour tide. Can you hear me? Through this screaming loud bridge and tunnel crowd. Can you hear me? And although it's not ideal, can I tell you how I feel when you're near me? Can you hear me? When I heard you sing, it changed everything. Can you hear me? Could you ever be with a wreck like me? Could you hear me? Could I ever be a part of the song inside your heart? But sincerely, can you hear?
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
We might not agree on all the things that we like, but we definitely agree on the things that we love. For example, mountains I like.
Never been.
Oh, the sea I like.
There's nothing in the sea that wants you in there with it.
And lemon in my morning cup of tea.
Coffee, black, no sugar.
But liking is one thing, and loving is another. And I love music. And I'll prove it. I can play any instrument. See? Checkers I like.
Meh.
And chess I like.
You play chess.
And by the way you wear that dress, I'm
pink,
like.
No.
But liking is one thing and loving is another. And I love music. I love the flugelhorn. I love the bass bassoon. I think the zither and the oud are simply grand. But if you wanna see me happy, really see me happy, put them all together in a great big band. Biscuits I like, and beer I like, and bagels with a hefty devil smear I like. But liking is one thing and loving is another. And I
was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Why does a boy carve his name on a tree? Or the firstborn inherit the throne? What is a sculptor aspiring to be when he spends half his life carving stone?
Kings build their tombs for the ages. Poets and fools fill up their pages. What are we hoping for? What do we fear? I say we yearn to leave something that lasts, to be known for what little we've done. Men tell their children the tales of their pasts, and each man gives his name to his son. Something in song or in story, something in blood, something of glory, something that won't fade away in a year. Well, I will not flicker and die like an ember. Too many men flicker and die. I will leave something behind to remember. Somehow I must. Don't ask me why. I have no son. At least, none I can claim. And no patience for carving in stone. All that I have are my skill and my name, and this chance to make both of them known. This is my key to the portal, how I can leave something immortal, something that time cannot make disappear, something to say I was here.
I was there from the Glorious Ones. I really enjoyed that. That was fantastic.
I know nothing about the Glorious Ones.
Neither do I, actually.
It's by Flaherty and Aarons.
Yeah,
and
that's why I liked it, obviously.
It's about a Commedia dell'arte touring company in Italy. And that's Mark Cudish singing I Was There, and he plays Flaminio, the central character.
Very good.
I love them, though. I love all their songs. That must be why I liked it. Well, now we're going to have a complete change, and we're going to hear from the original London cast of My Fair Lady. We're going to hear the Ascot Gavotte.
Before we get to that, though, can we have a reminder of the lyrical challenge, please?
We can indeed. Here you go. Can you name the song? To the rhythm of Harch, 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 all the kids began to march.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Get in quick, because we're going to give the answer next.
Every day.
that one. You're listening to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights now. The question that seems to be throwing our experts, and if you've emailed in, thank you very much indeed. Question three, at which school was Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat first performed in 1968? The middle word is court.
No.
No idea.
No idea. No.
What I love about this is you two just switched off. Yeah. Let me paint you a picture. I've probably painted this picture before. Is that we have biscuits in the studio. And if they're not too sure about an answer for a question of Ask the Experts, they have a biscuit.
There are no biscuits left.
No. And then they just shut down and leave me to do all the work.
Yeah.
It was Colette Court School. C-O-L-E-T.
Do you know what? Actually, I wouldn't have got that. That wasn't the name that was sort of vaguely buzzing around the back of my head. Oh. So I wouldn't have got that.
And in Charlie... sorry, everyone's talking about Jamie. Mm. Who was Loco Chanel? Who
was
that?
Loco Chanel was the drag name of Hugo, who runs the Victor's Secret shop, which sells clothing for drag artists. And in his prime, he was a drag artist himself under the name Loco Chanel.
Very good.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease, Paint and Stage Lights.
You're listening to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julie Roofy and Alistair Woodgate, your weekly get-together for the best of the musicals. And if you love your musicals, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. We've reached that time now to give you the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge. And all I've got to say is, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate. And the answer, I'm sure you got it, it is 76 trombones.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease, Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.